Good morning, Bloomington Normal. You are tuned in to 103.3 WZND, and it's time to wake up normal. My name is Gabriel.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Caleb.
And we are here with a very special guest. We are here with acting major, singer, and entrepreneur, Jalen Golden.
Hello. How you doing? You didn't have to say all that about me. Half of that ain't true. But you know what? It's okay.
It's very, very true, though, because last time we had you for the Addams Family, and you played Uncle Fester. We remember that show. You did an incredible job, of course. But, however, for this production, you are here to talk a little bit about In Pieces, a new musical. You play Gray in the production. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about it?
Oh, sure. I'll tell you a little bit about In Pieces. You do got that right. My name is Gray, but you'll never know that if you see the show, because we don't say our names in the play.
Really?
Oh, no. I guess I should explain a little bit. In Pieces is a musical. It's a new musical because it has no, like, dialogue in it.
Yeah, so, it's one of those, like, continuous singing ones, kind of like Hamilton.
Mm-hmm, yeah, okay. Continuous singing. But it's okay because it's more contemporary. So it's not so much bleeding on your ears like Hamilton is. Uh-oh. Don't let the musical people come after me because the Hamilton. Okay, anyways. it's a great show. It's a stories about love in all of its forms. You know, how love can be displayed between two people. And that's the biggest theme that you will get throughout the show. If you dig a little deeper, you can definitely get more themes out the show as you see it. But it is a at its root, it's a story about love.
No, I really like that. And it's a new musical as well. You know, this is like something that's not super popular. You know, we haven't really had a Broadway release of it as far as I'm concerned. And it's very exciting because, you know, you guys were lucky enough to work with the writer and composer of the show, Joey Contreras. And how was it working with him in the rehearsals when he came down?
Oh, yes. Mr. Joey Contreras came down to the Illinois State Milner basement and he said, I love you guys. You guys are amazing. And he was talking to me only. I'm kidding. it was fun when Joy came down here. You know, he wrote the show, so you know, you would think he would have some constructive criticisms, not constructive criticism. You think he would love it because he did. He did love it because it's his show. He wrote the show, and he loved most of everything that we did. And I really thought that was cool. You know, he kind of flexed on us a little bit because first day of rehearsal, he walked in with the A24 hoodie on. It's like we get it. You work with all the big cool peoples. You know, you ain't got to come up here flexing that like that. You probably can't even find that on Amazon. Now, at least not for anything under $75, right?
Right. But I am very glad that, you know, he was able to come down. You guys were able to, like, work with him and kind of get that experience because that's not something that everyone really gets to do. You won't see, you know, Lin-Manuel Miranda come down and, you know, just give any sort of...
Right, what's his problem? Lin-Manuel, you can't come down to Illinois State University?
Lin-Manuel, if you're hearing this, come on down and help us produce Hamilton.
For real, right, what you doing?
We already got Jane Lynch. We got Jane Lynch down here to do stuff.
Come do Moana.
Right.
He needs to come over here.
Right. He definitely does. That'd be awesome. And again, you know, you've been so hard at work with In Pieces.
Hey.
However, I know that you've been working on a passion project on the side. And what is this project by chance?
Oh, who told you about that? You're so funny. You know, my name is Jalen, but they also call me Mr. Goldenius. And the reason they call me that is because not only have I just been working so hard with this current show, but I'm also dual working another show, which is... if you've ever heard of my man Bigelow T,
yes,
I'm like him.
Shout out to Bigelow T.
Yeah, I'm like him, but on a budget. I like to do, make music in my spare time. You may already know me from my first three albums. First one being the Inner J, second one being Getting's a Check, and the third one being Everybody's Getting Blocked. But I'm coming back once again for my fourth and best album, I would probably say, which is Goldenius. It comes out on March 9th, and whatever you expected from the first three albums, I'ma blow your expectations out the water, because you're just going to be so mesmerized with it.
That is so exciting. And you said that was coming out March 9th.
Yes.
I am really excited. We know that a lot of people may have heard you went a little viral on campus a couple weeks ago or so when you released your song Running from the White People. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we be running from the white peoples. And you know what's so funny? That song wasn't even like just anything I just put out randomly. I actually planned to, you know, promote Goldenius with a set of like music videos from some hits from my other albums, and that came from Getting's a Check, and that's one of my favorite songs. And I think the people was just worthy of a music video. You know, it was time. And boy, don't look at them comments, because them comments say something else. But it got me the views. It's getting my views up. It's getting that YouTube paid dispensary thing going.
Right. And that's nice too, because it's starting, you know, conversation,
yes,
you know, that maybe wasn't being started before when it comes to, you know, in terms of like race and everything
yes,
here on campus. So it's very, you know, it's really, really commendable to see that kind of work happen. And also, is there a concert that is coming along with this album release?
Oh, wow. You just excited for this album. You act like I'm Ariana Grande
or
somebody.
I'm just very curious. You know, I'm really interested, very intrigued.
Well, if you must know, March 22nd and 23rd, there will be a two-night Goldenius event, which is, I can't give too many details on it now because the album's got to come out first. You
right,
know?
Of course.
But if you're not doing anything from 7:30 to 9, March 22nd to 23rd on campus, more details are to follow with that. So you better come on down if you want yourself a good time. If you want to run from the white people, your safe haven is the mill in the basement.
Yes. No, that is very, very exciting. You know, there's so many just different performances and concerts coming out this month. And again, when and where can people come to see and support School of Theater and dances like In Pieces?
You can come see In Pieces at the Center for the Performing Arts box office. Not box office. I'm sorry. I say that all the time on the phone. You can see the In Pieces on March, from March 1st to March 8th. No, that's not right. Yeah, from March 1st to March 8th. This Friday, Saturday, that's today and tomorrow, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Don't come Monday, because ain't nobody going to be there Monday. But that's when you come see the shows. It's six shows, and it's in the CPA Theater at Illinois State University.
No, that's very exciting, and, you know, I will be there tonight, opening night.
You're going to be there tonight?
Oh, yes, I will.
You're going to be front row?
Yes,
you
yes,
can basically
I will.
Just feel the sweat just pouring off my face onto you.
It's going to be very exciting and very great, you know. I'm very excited to see it. And again, you know, thank you so much, Jalen, for coming on today and just talking with us about, you know, not only the new School of Theater and Dance's In Pieces production, but also just telling us a little bit about some of the work that you've been doing on campus as well. It's very, very awesome to hear, you know, students and their, you know, original works and things that they're working on. So, again, thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on. It's so nice. I feel so professional, like Wendy Williams. Y'all seen that documentary?
Yes, no, it's a very good documentary.
It's very good. We can't access part 3 and part 4 because they're asking us to put our Xfinity login information in, but it's getting juicy now. So we need to go ahead and figure that out.
Yes, no, we'll definitely have to. But again, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.